We're joined now on KNIA KRLS by Knoxville senior girls basketball player Hannah Duncan as the Panthers in a recent game over Davis County fall 56-31 HD. We're not going to really talk about the game so much. I want to talk about what happened Friday. Were you in kind of a zone there, young lady?
Yeah, I guess you could say I was.
Well, first of all, you got your 1,000th career point, which I know you wanted to, but then you just decided, okay, I'm going to break the single game scoring record. What do you, I guess, what's going through your mind when all that is happening? Are you just too caught up in the moment to realize? And, I mean, what was, you know, just kind of take us through that evening.
Yeah, well, I knew I performed well against Cardinal the first time, so I was just like, I'm going to come out with that same confidence, try to perform as well as I can, be aggressive, and I think I really took the ball to the hoop, and they couldn't really stop me. So I just kept doing that, and honestly, I didn't really know where I was at in points because they didn't have it up at the scoreboard, but I didn't know I was that close to 40, but I just kind of stayed in my zone and kept attacking the rim.
And I assume they ran a play for you right out of the third quarter. And did Addie assist you on that 1,000 point?
Yes, she did.
How special is that? I kind of joked with both of you. I said, wouldn't it be cool to have Addie assist you in your point? And you did. How special is that?
It is really special because, obviously, my first 2 years, Emma was assisting me. She got me a lot of points. And then to have Addie on that final assist to get me to 1,000, it is really special because I have had the opportunity to play with both of my sisters, which a lot of people don't have.
You two, I noticed you two embraced at midcourt. What did she say to you? You just embrace and say, all right, let's go back to the game.
Yeah, it was just pure joy. I mean, all of them were like, Hannah, you're at 20 points right now. Like, you just need another basket. So I was just like, okay, like, I'll try and go get that basket. But, yeah, they were all just really excited for me, and it was nice to see that support that I had behind me.
You're not a me-first player. You're all about the team. And, you know, you after the game, I saw pictures with the team around and your family and everything. How cool was that to, you know, get all that attention even though you're kind of a humble kid?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was nice to see all the people that were standing behind me that wanted me to get that goal and reach that goal. And honestly, my team during that whole game, they were very selfless. They wanted me to score that 1,000 points, so they let me just kind of do my thing, which was really nice. And obviously, I was still getting assists, getting Ayla the ball down low. Weenie had a good game. She was shooting good from the outside. So honestly, just credit to my team and my coaches.
How good was that to get a win? Because you girls have kind of struggled since then, and you know, just to have a nice feeling walking off the court, regardless of what you did.
Yeah, it felt good knowing that we all played well. And I mean, we came out and we put the hammer down. Like, it wasn't a close game at all. Like, we were all in a zone that game.
Talking to Hannah Duncan, Knoxville girls basketball senior on KNIA KRLS, recently scored her 1,000th career point. And I don't know if you knew how long that record that you broke for the single game had been stood. 1996 was when it was set, almost 30 years ago by Tracy Flowers. Not sure if she's in the area or not, but to break a record that has stood that long, how neat was that?
It was pretty neat, especially knowing all the good basketball players that came before me, knowing that they hadn't broke that record either. It was just a really cool experience.
To be in the same group as those where, you know, two of them are playing collegially, one at the Division I level, and another one played her career at the D2 level, played professionally over in Europe for several years.
Yeah, it's just really cool. And it just shows all the hard work I've put in these past few years.
Now, what's next for Hannah Duncan?
Just finished the season. Obviously, tonight we saw they really kind of hammered down on me, so just try not to get too emotional during the game, and just playing my game is really important for me coming up in these next few games.
After basketball, do you do track or do you take a break, or what's in store for you?
I'll probably do track. I think it's just going to depend on how my knee's feeling and if I need a break or not, but planning on doing track. As of right now, I'm planning on doing softball, so we'll see what happens.
And you know, you got that knee injury during volleyball, just kind of as you're playing and everything. How much has that affected maybe the lift you get sometimes off your three-point shots?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's been affecting my shot a lot, especially, like, I think I use my arms to confiscate for my legs, so then my whole form is off. But I just have to work through it.
Well, I've seen a lot of HD3s fall this year.
Yeah, just got to keep that confidence up.
All right. Well, Hannah, congrats on the point record and the career point record, too. Really happy for you.
Thank you.
That's Hannah Duncan, Knoxville girls basketball senior, and we'll be back for more on KNIA KRLS.